remember is that it was just a ride that we, and I, you know, from where we were there, they took us by truck to Stockton to the assembly center.
Was that where the state or the fairgrounds?
That assembly center was a fairground. And because there were six of us, we got one of those animal stalls at the fairgrounds. And my dad said he had to clean out the animal stall, and then they furnished some, you know, fresh straw, and he laid that down, and then that's what we slept on.
How long were you guys there for?
3 months.
3 months. And did you ever move out of that first
time? It was May of 1942 when we got the order. And then we were processed in September, and that's when we were sent to the camp in Arkansas.
Wow. So, there for a while.
Yes. Well, they had thousands of people in, and I think on one of the things that that said something about the assembly center, there might have been about 30,000 people, somewhere between 30,000 people that they were trying to process.
Yeah, so packed in there.
And then, you know, then we got sent to Arkansas by train.
Were there a lot of people in the train too, like packed in, like the trucks?
I don't remember the train ride for some reason. What I remember about the assembly center was the smell of manure. Because when we moved to Wisconsin, my dad had rented a house that was owned by a farmer, and there was a barn. And when we got to the house, you know, all of us kids were running through the house and, you know, figuring out which rooms were going to be ours and stuff. But
yeah.
Then we went to the barn, and when I walked into the barn, I thought, I remember this smell. So I ran back to the house, and I found my mother and my father, and I said, why do I remember the smell in the barn? And so they said, you remember the smell? And I said, I remember the smell. I've smelled it before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, we were 3 months in the assembly center, and that's basically what we lived in.
Yeah.
And so that I remembered, you know, really, really well. And then when we got to the camps, what I remember about Camp McGee in Roar, Arkansas, was we lived in an army, part of an army barrack, and we were at the end of the army barrack, so that we only had one family on one side of us, and on the other side was, you know, the wall to the outside. And what I remember about living in the, that we had six army cots along one wall, and there were army blankets on it, and that we slept on basically 2 years and 9 months. And the other thing I remember is there was a lot of mud.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were close to the Mississippi River, and it rained a lot. And because they were army barracks, and it was an army training center, one of the ones they opened up to train the huge numbers that they had of, you know, the guys who volunteered to go into the army right after Pearl Harbor. And basic training consists of about 8 weeks of training. So I guess this camp did the basic training up until just before they started moving us into there. and then that was then our home. The things I remember about camp were the fact that I remember my dad and other men building wooden sidewalks so that we wouldn't have to walk in the mud all the time, because from the place in the barracks that we were, it was approximately 10 by 10 space, which didn't have enough room for you to have anything where you could eat there, so we ate in a mess hall. And there were no bathrooms in that barracks, so we had to walk to another building where the bathrooms were. The bathrooms were military style, which means there were just a bunch of toilets up against the wall with no stalls, just toilets. And on the opposite side on the wall were the sinks where you could brush your teeth and wash your hands. Mm-hmm. And showers were in another room, and they were just shower heads sticking out of the wall, and there were no stalls or curtains or anything, so there was absolutely no privacy when you had to go to the bathroom or take a shower.